listening to the Book Club at 91.7 WVXU and WMUB. Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell. On the phone with me is Adam Steltzner, who with William Patrick has just released the book, The Right Kind of Crazy, a true story of teamwork, leadership, and high-stakes innovation. Adam works at the JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and has been on several teams that involved in exploring Mars. Adam Steltzner, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you very much for having me.
I will fess up right out front, Adam. I'm awestruck speaking with you because I'm a big space geek and just love all the work that you've done.
Well, that makes two of us. I'm not necessarily you loving my work, but I'm a space geek too. And in fact, I'm kind of amazed at how many space geeks there are out there.
Well, very, very surprising. But I loved in your book right at the beginning how it didn't seem you were going to quite end up where you are when you were younger. That you were quite a wild child and nothing like what happened. Tell that story.
Well, so I started out as not a terrible student in high school, and really just sex, drugs, and rock and roll were my thing when I was a youth. And I was playing music, rock and roll, wanting to be a, rock star, pop star, really B, C, D circuit bands in the San Francisco Bay Area. And one night, coming home from a gig, I noticed that the stars were in a different place in the night sky than they had been when I went out to the gig. That the stars end up being the constellation of Orion, but I didn't know that at the time. And I, as I mentioned, had done poorly in high school. I'd missed that whole Earth spinning on its axis thing. And so I thought the stars were moving. So I went down to the local community college to take a class in astronomy to teach me why the stars were moving. And that class had a prerequisite of a physics course. And I said, physics? Are you crazy? But it was conceptual physics without math. So I said, well, I'll give it a try. And that physics class changed my life. I was set afire with with the spark of curiosity and the idea that our universe is governed by a set of laws that you can understand largely and you can figure out. And that sent me on a path that involved basically redoing my high school education and studying physics and engineering, and eventually resulting in my PhD and a job at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, where I helped design and build spacecraft.
So you are truly a rocket scientist, which is, I'm sure, on your business card. But it was, as you think about rocket scientists and when you, as a space geek, see the landing of, a probe on Mars and the celebration that's going on in Mission Control, many people, you make it sound glamorous, Adam, and really there's a lot of grudge work or trudge work you have to do leading up to that moment of high emotion.
Absolutely. When we put the Curiosity rover on Mars, that act of landing was the culmination of over 8 years of effort, spanning 37 states with over 3,500 people involved. Thousands of human years of effort went into the building of the rover, which is still operating beautifully on the surface of Mars. And so it is an amazing amount of work. That puts the pressure on the landing team. It's an amazing position of responsibility that you find yourself in because you don't want to let all of your colleagues down who have invested a decade of their lives. Some of the work is interesting and glamorous, and some of it, and I talk about this in my book, is about respecting the mundane parts of the work. When we land the Curiosity rover on Mars, we're using rockets and heat shields and parachutes and all sorts of glamorous pieces of engineering hardware. But just as important as those glamorous things are unglamorous pieces, like electrical resistors or utility flight software code elements that packetize data or scrub memory. Those kind of mundane features, which which we share with all space missions and most cars driving on the road today, those things can still bring you down. So, yes, a tremendous amount of work and a tremendous amount of accurate, respectful execution of mundane stuff went into that successful landing night that looks all glamorous and shiny.
Adam Stelzner, author with William Patrick of the book The Right Kind of Crazy, A True Story of Teamwork, Leadership, and High-Stakes Innovation. You can find it where books are sold. And you use the framework of that landing in the book to teach. And I wanted to talk about the other aspect, the stories about the engineering that went on behind these successful missions is incredible. And when you're talking about precision and you know, find that the tail of the measurement of the spacecraft was 3 inches off and where the calculations were. And you were one of the few people who said, we're really going to change that. There's a lot of decisions that have to be made. As you said, there's a lot of weight on your shoulders when you have all these people involved in 10 years of work. And, you know, you got to get it right, and it's a long way off, so you can't just bring it back and fix it.
That's absolutely right. You know, almost a year before the vehicle will land on the surface of Mars, it launches from Earth. And so you can no longer touch it. You can't fix it. You can't re-solder a solder joint. You can't tighten a bolt. And so the hardware is gone. You still have a chance to change the software, and we did that as we cruised towards Mars. We would change our software as we understood we wanted to make improvements. But as you get closer and closer to your date with destiny in the atmosphere 100 miles above the surface of Mars, you start to worry about whether you really want to make that next software change. Much as sometimes when you change your software in your home computer or laptop, or sometimes in your smartphone, sometimes that upgrade doesn't always work out. And so we actually were faced with a bit of a decision about 3 days out from Mars. We discovered we had an error in our software that we were concerned was important, and we really struggled with the decision on whether we should go ahead and make the change or whether we should just try and land with the software as is. And that struggle, which I talk about in the book, is a classic example of making decisions at the edge of what is possible and at the edge of what you can know, and bringing all of your conscious and subconscious mind to bear on making the right decision.
Well, and
in the end, chose to make the software change, and the spacecraft was successful.
Well, and you know, as you say in the book, there was only two outcomes: either you'd have a successful landing or a smoking crater on the surface of Mars, right?
Right, and I wouldn't be talking to you today if I had that smoking crater.
Well, I wanted to ask because the way you talk about the teamwork that goes on at JPL and the exchange of ideas, and you know, sometimes it can be confrontational. I mean, you have these creative people who are putting it together, and with the odds and the stakes as high as they are, did you see this culture developing, or was it something that you've recently come to realize is how JPL works its magic?
Well, so I think a little of both. I think that the culture that I resonate with very, very deeply, and I try to bring out and accentuate in teams that I work in, is a culture that has been at the lab for decades, since its inception. You know, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory started out as an Army laboratory in the early post-World War II days, and we were the place that put the first U.S. satellite in orbit around Earth in the space race with the Russians. And back in those days, nobody knew anything about space. And a culture was established at the laboratory where it was the ideas you had that mattered, not whether you were 55 years old and the veteran of the of of substantial financial experience or whether you were wet behind the ears just out of college, if you had a good idea, you had to value the idea. And I think that that culture, which was established decades ago, exists today, and I certainly have become aware of how important it is. When you separate the ideas from the people that hold them, that allows you to have great collaboration because you have this sense of mutual respect with the people, and great innovation because you can allow the ideas to compete in mortal combat.
The Right Kind of Crazy, a true story of teamwork, leadership, and high-stakes innovation, book by Adam Steltzner and William Patrick. Adam Steltzner here on the Book Club at 91.7. And I am so encouraged to see this kind of collaboration and exchange of ideas, you know, going on and knowing that it's there. But is this a growing culture? I mean, so many countries have pulled back from space exploration. We're still trying to push those boundaries. But, you know, is this a culture that's in danger of not surviving very long?
I don't have the world's best crystal ball. I believe when we're exploring space, we are making a gesture of our humanity, an important gesture of our humanity. We're asking questions like, who are we? How grand are we? How great is our reach? What questions might we dare ask and hope to answer? We're asking these questions at a level of individuals, teams, society, and as a people. And I think it's an important gesture of our humanity, and I really don't want to know what we will look like as a people if we stop exploring. So I am encouraged that it's so essential, so essentially human, that we will keep doing it. I know that that exploration has made this nation great, and I certainly hope that this nation continues to explore.
Well, I wanted to ask you about one aspect of the book that I found informative, especially because I'm obviously here in a public radio station, work in a very creative environment. But, you know, there's always in such a creative or scientific environment, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of difficult personalities. And what's your advice in balancing all the different personalities and keeping people exchanging ideas in a civil manner?
Well, so there's a couple of things. One, I have found personally that I look to find something to love in everyone I work with. It's an easy act to do, by the way. There is something for you to love in everybody you work with, even that difficult person who bugs the bejesus out of you. There's something that you can like. I reach in, I find that, and I hold on to that, and that helps me appreciate that person. By the way, they sense that. I do it for selfish reasons, because I want to come to work and I want to have a good time. I want to enjoy my environment, so I want to find the things to love in the people who surround me when I'm at work. But that act of finding something to love actually connects with those people. They sense it, they like it. They actually try it out. At least my experience has been they turn around and try it out with others. And pretty soon you have this well-established culture of a love and mutual respect, which makes coming to work real easy and makes overcoming personality hurdles easier. The second thing is you got to stand beside your ideas. Understand that those difficult personalities might be bringing the most important solutions to your mutual effort. So you have to separate the people from the ideas that they hold and think of them in a different light. I think those two efforts are really what I found to be successful and what my advice would be for someone struggling with a lot of personalities.
Well, thanks for allowing me to be a bit of a space geek as I read your book, Adam, and thanks for all the tales and the lessons learned in the book as well.
Well, you're very welcome. I hope that I certainly hope it appeals to space geeks, and I hope it's got lessons there for folks who are not thinking about space, but you know, that are transferable to anything from starting a car wash to being a better parent.
Well, thank you for your time, and appreciate your being on the Book Club at 91.7.
Thanks much.
Adam Stelzner, who with William Patrick wrote The Right Kind of Crazy, a true story of teamwork, leadership, and high-stakes innovation. He was in charge of the EDL team, the entry, descent, landing for the Mars Curiosity rover. And that is the framework for the book, The Right Kind of Crazy. Learn more at our website, wvxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.